AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I have been informed that my announcement has been deemed disrespectful.
Listen up, Dwayne, you bald fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest of all time.
Seth Rollins, I'm coming for you, boy. And I'm coming hard.
The Never Seen 17.
Look at you now, boy. Hey. Look at you now. Four letters, one word.
Last real champion, John Cena.
Stu, shoot this. I'm breaking the fourth wall.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of Wrestling with Ryan.
We're back. Go.
Back.
World Series champions.
Congratulations to the Dodgers for securing back-to-back World Series championships. The first since the Yankees from 1999 to 2001.
Look at made history last night, the first team in 25 years to secure back-to-back World Series championships.
I know this is our wrestling podcast. We're just touching on it real quick. Another piece of history, I was telling him this yesterday. This is the first time ever that the MLB season started and ended outside of the U.S.
Crazy to think about. We started in Japan.
And yep. Ended in Canada. So
that's
something that I found really fascinating. I was like, wow,
exactly.
All the years of this sport, it's never, this has happened before. So I thought that was interesting. So congratulations.
America's team, the LA Dodgers, are back-to-back champions. America's team, baby.
Mike's about to be broke, and he's going to spend every penny he has to go to their
exactly. Parade. No, I'm not going to that. Last year was, no, never again. But –
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly. The Dodgers did inspire me to carry on this Cody Rhodes-esque mustache.
The Rhodes Scholars, Cody Rhodes.
Exactly.
I think he's also – no. He wasn't dashing when he had his mustache.
No, he wasn't dashing. Oh, yeah, this was after, I think.
Yeah. This was, like I said, Rhodes Scholars.
With him and Sandow.
Cody Rhodes. We're going to talk and recap Saturday night's main event. A championship Saturday night's main event, I should add, because all four matches on the card were for championships.
Kind of like one of those old school Night of Champions pay-per-views, which do they still have? Yeah. Do they still have Night of Champions? I think they still do, right?
Yeah. Well, remember, it was called Clash of Champions. But no, now it's back to Night of Champions. They put the name back.
Gotcha.
When Duncan Cena wrestled, it was in Saudi this year. It was Night of Champions.
Ah, it was. That's right. Yeah. But this was pretty much like a Night of Champions pay-per-view. Well, not even pay-per-view. Not even a PLE. It was Saturday night's main event on Peacock. No longer NBC. On the cock. Exactly.
I didn't even realize. I knew it was on Peacock. I didn't even realize the show started at 4. I thought it started at 5.
Yeah, I mean, my brain
I saw on Instagram, I was like, wait, what?
My brain is programmed to think that these shows start at 5 o'clock. Because that's forever and ever, they used to start at 5 o'clock. But now,
unless they tell you ahead of time, like, special start time.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah,
but now they start at 4.
Yeah, so I was like, wait, what? Because I was at my school's football game.
Mm-hmm.
And we won, by the way. Go SDSU. We won. We're 7-1 now, baby.
7-1, not too bad.
7-1, baby. First in our conference.
Just like my Rams, we're now 6-2.
And my Panthers, we won today. We're 5-4.
Carolina.
5-4. Hey, let me have my moment, okay? I've had years of misery. Let me enjoy it. Let me enjoy this. I've had
exactly.
years of misery, okay?
Oh, my gosh. And we're going to get to a kind of a miserable moment for you coming December 13th. Yeah, it'll be your GOAT's final day.
And I will be there, by the way. I just bought my ticket to go
see. You'll be
see
there.
So
exactly.
I just got to get the airfare. But well, that I'm still determined on where I'm flying out of. So,
but before we get into that, let's get into the Saturday night's main event. How did you enjoy the show?
So I didn't watch it the whole way because, like I said, I was at a football game for SDSU. I saw like the tail end of Cody and Drew. I saw like a good portion of Tiffany and Jade. I didn't see any bit of the IC title match, and then I caught like most of the World Heavyweight Championship match. So I thought like, you know, I did like that all matches on the card were for a championship. Like I did like that, you know, because I feel like some of the Saturday Night's main events they've had is like, why is this match on the card? So
Yeah.
I like how it didn't feel like we had any filler matches.
There's
I
been a
like how they
couple.
all felt important. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a couple of Saturday Night's main events this year that just feel like a SmackDown or a Raw.
Yeah. Because on last Saturday Night's main event, we usually only one of the world titles is defended.
Mm-hmm.
It's like oh, say if the WWE Championship was defended at the last one, oh, then the World Heavyweight Championship is defended. So.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, we haven't seen both titles defended on that show. But I thought altogether some good wrestling on that show.
Yeah, no, I would say of all the Saturday Night's main events we've had, I would say this is probably the best one they've had.
Right.
In terms of like match quality.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I know there was only four matches, but I feel like it worked for Saturday Night's main event because it's like you said, it's not a PLE.
Right.
It's basically like a special like event of sorts,
mm-hmm.
but it's basically a glorified house show.
Yeah.
So, but no, I thought there were some good moments. I definitely think the Drew and Cody match, from what I saw, I definitely think it was better than their Wrestlepalooza
mm-hmm.
match.
Yeah.
Still not a fan of the like the ending. I'm not saying because of like Cody winning. I'm just saying it felt kind of bland and predictable for what it was.
Considering that there was all these stipulations that they put in front of this match going in, you know, thinking if Cody was going to get disqualified, Drew could win the title. I thought
Or
maybe
count
there's
it
a,
out.
or count it out. I thought maybe there could be a possibility that one of those things could come in, but not really. I mean, this was Drew lost pretty cleanly here.
And I saw this. This is an interesting fact. It's kind of a sad fact. Since Drew's last full world title reign when he was WWE champion, not counting his World Heavyweight Championship win at WrestleMania, Drew has lost 13 straight world title matches.
Insane to think about. Insane. For a guy that is supposed to be one of our, you know, one of the top guys in WWE.
And he's definitely been like, he's definitely been like, maybe not this year, but I would say last year he was definitely like the MVP in WWE last year.
Yeah, I think so too, especially with his program with Punk. But
yeah,
he hasn't really had anything going on except for he's just been doing some major losing this year.
And then especially during COVID, he was the man during COVID. Like he was the guy. And it's unfortunate that his real legitimate world title run had no fans. It's a bummer, really.
Right.
Especially now you have a lot of fans clamoring for Drew to win the world title. I know I want to see Drew win a world title. Like,
yeah, exactly. Especially because we kind of need some variety when it comes to the WWE Championship. I think Cody is a great guy to have the title on, but it just felt like, I mean, this title run, not his first title run when it began at WrestleMania last year. But this second run, when he beat John Cena, it's to me, it just felt very flat.
It felt flat because this was only his second defense,
Right.
of the since he won it back,
Mm-hmm.
both being against Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I know I told you, like it kind of like I've said in the past, I think Cody is better when he's chasing the title and stuff. 'Cause I do think he is. I think he's better booked when he isn't the champion. So again, this isn't all on Cody. The booking of the world titles has been atrocious.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. Obviously, with the world title, that thing has been kind of, I wouldn't say
I
bad
think
luck.
it's just unfortunate that Seth had to vacate it because I do think of since they've brought back the World Heavyweight Championship, I will say Seth has been the best world champion since they brought it back.
Well, he's been like he was pretty much the first, and then he had
First,
the
and
second run. Yeah.
he was going on a tear in his first reign. He was like, that dude was wrestling like banger after banger.
Right.
And then even the second run, I know it got derailed by his injury, but his second run, I felt his second run was hitting its second gear. And then unfortunately he got injured.
Yeah.
But I really do feel like his second reign was hitting its next gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because it gave you the potential of like, ooh, is the Vision gonna turn on him? Like, is it gonna be Bron Breakker or Bronson Reed, like, fighting each other to get after the world championship? So
And yeah, I think that with Seth going out, it's now it's brought this new challenge for Triple H to kind of figure out the next steps to going into WrestleMania season. But at least for now, they have Punk to rely on. But we'll get to the World Heavyweight Title match.
And they're not again to kind of stay on topic. To be fair, most of the titles have been booked poorly
Right.
as of late. But I feel like the best booked championship right now, the US Championship
Yeah.
with the open challenges. And I was telling you this, I was telling you, I think I told you this last episode. It's ironic how when a championship is defended weekly, the reign is like infinitely better. It's so much better.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think like the best US title run we had was when Cena was doing his open challenges in 2015.
Yeah.
And then we haven't really had a solid one until Sammy started doing the open challenges now, and now Dragunov's doing it. So it's crazy to me that it's like, see what happens when you have a championship being defended weekly. Or not even
Well,
weekly, just having it be defended more often.
I think that itself determines it's going to be determined on the guy. Not everyone can pull that off.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. Not everybody can pull off doing a weekly open challenge. Cena,
Right.
it was great because he used it. He was elevating younger talents. Like I know Sammy like lost, but he gave Sammy the rub. That was like his first introduction to like the main roster. He
But
was giving people the rub, even if he won, he still made all these guys look like $1 million. He made them look like
yeah.
stars.
But I remember John Cena having a really great match with Cesaro, Sami
Two
Zayn.
great
Yeah,
matches
two.
with Cesaro on Raw.
I mean, there's probably countless others that I'm forgetting
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
you want to know another banger of his that I think it ended up being a DQ because I think he was feuding with Seth at the time. His match with Neville. That match was, oh my
That
God, that
was
match
good.
was amazing.
That was good. Yeah. I think there was a very near fall in that match, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was. Neville almost got the win at the, and then I think that's when Seth interfered. Because I think that's when Cena and Seth were doing the they're building up their SummerSlam feud for the first champion.
Yeah.
So yeah, cause I, yeah, no, because Neville like almost won, and then that's when Seth got involved.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, you're right. Not everybody can pull it off. And then Sammy, he's a great wrestler, like all around. And Sammy has given us some of the he probably Sammy's given us some of the best TV matches this year, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not just saying this because I love Cena, but like his match with Cena in Chicago. Oh my God, that match was incredible. And the crowd was so into that match.
They were. And I think Sami Zayn, and obviously we may have different opinions of this, but Sami Zayn has really taken that leadership role that John Cena, used to have. Now, obviously John Cena, whenever he's in the locker room, is pretty much the leader, but on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, I feel like Sami Zayn has kind of taken that role from John
Oh,
Cena.
yeah. No, I totally agree with you. You can tell Sammy's like he's there for the young guys. It's like he handpicked Dragunov to beat him for the title. He handpicked him. And look, they had a banger of a match. And look at Dragunov. He's had banger matches since he did his open challenge. So,
Bangers.
yeah, banger. So you got to give props to Sammy because it's also like he also sees talent. The fact he picked Dragunov, they had a banger, and Dragunov's been having bangers. You got to give props to Sammy because Sammy sees the talent in Dragunov.
Yeah,
And don't
exactly.
get me wrong, Dragunov is an amazing talent. He's probably one of the best in-ring technicians today.
Exactly. And I feel like with Ilya Dragunov, he's the type of guy where he's super talented, a babyface. He fits that role where he could defend the title on any given week in an open challenge,
Yeah,
you know?
and the great thing about it is when he beat Sammy, that was his first match back from injury. And that's how you build a star.
That
They
is.
come back from injury, they beat a big name on SmackDown for a title. That
Yeah.
is how you make a star.
It kind of reminded me of maybe on a lesser, this match was on a lesser scale, but do you remember when the brand split got reintroduced in 2016? There was the first Monday Night Raw. Finn Balor was just drafted from NXT, beat Roman Reigns
Oh
in the
my
main
God.
event.
Yes, that I remember how shocking that. Even the commentators were like, "What?"
Yep.
They're like, "Finn Balor just beat Roman Reigns."
Exactly. Which, you know, that was like the top of like Roman being the big dog.
Yeah, this was like in the midst of like Roman becoming like the face of the company.
Exactly. And so him to get beat on a Raw like that was pretty unheard of. You know, obviously this is on a lesser scale, and Sami Zayn is definitely beatable in the viewer's eyes. But you have a guy that has been out with injury to come back. It's a big statement. Now, you know, SmackDown has been benefiting from these open challenges. It's pretty much been the best part of SmackDown, I think.
Yeah, I would say the last few weeks, SmackDown has really stepped up. Like that SmackDown feels less predictable now than it did even like a month ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But going back to Saturday night's main event, you know,
Sir.
with the title, you know, the WWE Championship, where do you think it goes now?
That's the interesting. Well, because you also have the story of who attacked Jacob.
Yeah,
So you
yeah.
have, but and I mean he's not going to be out for like a super long time. But obviously we're not going to see him for at least we probably won't see him again probably till the Rumble.
Yeah.
But you have that story. But in terms of like who can you give Cody before that, like.
Right.
Who
Yeah.
what other heels are there? It's like, in my opinion, I don't really think there are any other heels on the roster right now that can be a legitimate threat to Cody.
I know one. I know one. He's been out. You're not
Like,
gonna like
know
you're
what
not
you
gonna
gotta
like this.
say. I know what you're gonna say. And for the love of
Logan
God, keep him
freaking
off my
Paul.
television. For the love of God, keep that man off my television. I know I'm not the biggest Cody fan right now. I haven't really been rooting for Cody, but if that happens, for the love of God, Cody, please beat his ass. For the love of God, Cody, beat his ass.
Now look, I don't know where they're going with War Games, but if they set up a Logan Paul Cody Rhodes match, and if Logan Paul gets the upset, that would be very, very shocking.
And I know one thing you were saying, and this isn't you just specifically saying you, Logan Paul, but one thing you were saying is you think Survivor Series it needs a shocking moment.
I think it does.
It
Yeah.
does, especially because it's treated as one of the big four, you
Yeah.
know, WrestleMania, you know, SummerSlam, and the Royal Rumble. Like I agree with you. I think there needs to be a shock. I don't think it should be Logan Paul winning, but no, I do think there needs to be some sort of shock. Or a big
Now,
moment at Survivor Series.
you
Now,
can either.
obviously, you know what I really want at Survivor Series. You know I want it. You know I want to see it.
He can get to that in a second.
I know.
But
Yes,
Okay, I
but
think with two things for the title, either you run it back with Drew McIntyre one last time, like one last time. There has to be a big,
and
like a
it'll be
big
one,
stipulation.
and they could add the stipulation where, like, if Drew loses, he cannot challenge for the WWE Championship as long as Cody is champion.
Or I'd put it like this, which might make it super obvious who's winning. But if I'm Drew, I'm like, look, if I can't beat Cody, I'm quitting. Like I'm leaving.
Yes,
I'm done.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
You know?
obviously that would, because we know because we've had stipulations like that before, it's obvious, like, oh, okay, obviously that person who said that is gonna win.
Exactly. And so you could do that, or you could just make it like one of those, you know, brutal stipulations, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, then again, you there would be like a War Games match too, so you don't want to have too many things going on in that match in Survivor Series. So it's interesting to see that.
It's interesting too, because with War Games, we don't know what the War Games match is going to be, and like it's one of those things. I think I mentioned this to you before. I don't think both world champions should be involved in War Games.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I need at least one of the world titles to be defended. At least one. It doesn't matter which one.
Yeah.
Preferably, I'd like the WWE championship to be the one defended,
Yeah.
but I don't think
Yeah.
both world champions should be involved in War Games.
That and you know, look, for the WWE title, you could, you know, run a new program with Cody and somebody else. The only thing is, you know, well, you'll have like 3 weeks, maybe less, maybe more. I'm not sure. What's today's date? The second.
November is
So we
the
have
second,
about a
November
week and a
29th. So
so we have about a
we got
month.
about 4 weeks. Yeah.
About 4 weeks to build a program, but you'd have to start that program right away to build, to bring in a Logan Paul to challenge. You know, if you could build a good story in 4 weeks for Logan, I would consider it. If not, run it back with Drew. But this time, you got to pull the
And
trigger on him.
this again, I'm not specific, I'm actually not dissing Logan Paul this time. This is because this is like a general thing. It is hard to build a match in a couple weeks. Very, very few guys can do it. Cena can do it. He's done it.
They've done it with like Cena and Punk and then
Cena's done it. Punk's done it. Stone Cold's done it. The Rock's done it.
But you can't like those guys have to be like you know Hall of Fame guys where you know like they're gonna be over no matter what. You
Yeah,
can't
it's like, and it's also it's very hard to build a match or a feud where only one of where we only see one of them on TV.
exactly.
Like again, looking back to like Cena and Taker, like looking back to Cena Undertaker WrestleMania 34, Cena carried that feud. He built it all by himself. That was very one-sided. But it's like it's John Cena. He's one of the few guys that's capable of doing it. So I'm just
That,
saying, in general, it's hard to pull off. This is not a dig at Logan Paul or anybody. It's
No,
not easy to pull off at all.
and also too, how do you justify it? I know, you know, wrestling, you can't really justify a whole lot of things, but how do you justify Logan Paul getting a title match, you know, when he hasn't even been on television.
Yeah.
You know, so
Well, did Mike just say something kind of bad about Logan Paul? What?
I know exactly.
What?
I know.
Yeah. No. I
Future
again.
world champion.
I no. I
But
okay. We.
also Drew McIntyre too. Like how do you justify him getting into the title match?
Okay, his easier because he could say this, be like, oh, when the ref was knocked out, Cody used the WWE Championship.
Which I think they're gonna go. They're gonna do that.
Which I think is a very lazy and stupid booking, but like, that's the only way they could make another Drew Cody match work. It's the only way. While I know it's lazy and stupid, it's the only realistic and legitimate way they can make it work.
And then with that, they're gonna have to build to a stipulation match.
Yes, whether it's like, oh, if Drew loses, he can't challenge or he'll leave, or whether it'll be like, all right, they do it one more time in like a steel cage or whatever, like, you know, or like a last man standing, whatever it is.
But moving on, we had the WWE Women's Championship match, Jade Cargill challenging Tiffany Stratton.
Which was essentially, it was essentially a squash match.
It was,
Because, you know, Tiffany was hurt. Well, not hurt. She was selling her injury. Jade took advantage of it. And this match was very Goldberg-esque in terms of like, oh, the opponent puts in like a couple of moves. It looks like they're gonna rally, and then it's like, boom, they're down for the count.
But
And then,
they They ended Tiffany's reign though.
And I do think it's the right choice. Like, but I love Tiffany. I think she's very talented. And this is nothing against her. She had a solid reign, but her reign was getting very boring and stale.
It was very stale,
So
you
I,
know.
but and again, that's nothing against her. It's just the booking. So it has nothing against her.
Right.
You can tell Tiffany definitely wanted the, she's gonna be the future of this business for years to come. So
Exactly.
she's definitely gonna be world champion again. It might be
Yeah.
sometime before seed again, but she's definitely gonna be world champion again. I think the right time was now to put the title on Jade, especially because she just turned heel. I'm not gonna lie, I think this current version of Jade being a heel, I think it's gonna do wonders for her,
Yeah, I think so
as
too.
both the character and just overall like her credibility. I think her heel turn is gonna do wonders for her.
I think so too. And you know that since they signed Jade Cargill, they wanted to develop her into a woman that is a main event level, a championship level performer.
And I definitely I don't know if you see like I do. I think they wanted to put the title on Jade sooner, but because the way some things happened, they couldn't do it.
Well, I think they're when Jade got signed, I think they thought that she was more developed than what she was. And then, you know,
And
it.
then yeah, and then I think and I think you can agree with that. I think the plan was definitely supposed to be Bianca versus Jade, and then
Yeah.
Bianca got hurt. Because we haven't
Exactly.
seen Belair. We've
Yeah.
seen her, I think we've seen her on TV twice, but she hasn't wrestled since WrestleMania.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and then Jade got hurt. I think she was dealing with some injuries too.
She
Yeah.
was legitimately hurt. And that was the
Yeah.
whole storyline of with Naomi and stuff. That was where that whole storyline came. And then you had
Exactly.
Naomi get pregnant, so I feel like that also threw a wrench in the works.
It did.
I feel
It
like we
really
were
did.
eventually we're gonna get a baby face Jade Cargill versus a heel Naomi.
Exactly.
And obviously plan change. I think even them doing the Jade heel turn, I don't think they plan on her being a heel right now.
No, I don't think
I
so
think they
either.
wanted to keep her as a baby face.
Yep,
But because
exactly.
of the way circumstances are, and you don't really have a lot of heel women, it's just like I like the decision to turn her heel. I think it's gonna do well. I think it's gonna work out well.
I think so too.
And
Yep.
especially and like this is a nag at her because I know she may not be like the best in-ring wrestler, but I think her being a heel is also gonna benefit her in terms of her moveset.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then
Because she
they can
doesn't have to
really,
worry about doing these crazy moves in these crazy spots. She can
yeah.
just be a total powerhouse.
And now I think, you know, they've gotten this version of Jade Cargill, which they've always wanted, this dominant, you know, heel. And so,
And I think this is what the fans are gonna, and I think this is what the fans want to see.
exactly. Yep.
So
But moving
I, so
on,
I,
yeah,
yes.
quickly. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah. So moving on, we have the Intercontinental Championship match. Dirty Dom versus Rusev versus Penta. What do you think?
Well, that's the one match I didn't see, but I saw like the clips of it. I saw a very. I thought this was very smart. I thought it was a very unique way of having a false finish is when Rusev had the accolade on Penta, we heard the bell ring, but Penta never tapped. It's
Yeah.
because Dom grabbed the hammer and he rang the bell. Like,
Yeah.
I know I'm not the biggest fan of Dom, but I will say I thought that was super creative. I thought that was a great use of doing a false finish.
Right,
If you're
right.
gonna book a false finish, that's how you do it.
And that's creative. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, it's very creative. It's unique because it's like, wait, they didn't tap out. Who rang the bell? And then you see, be like, wait, that's Dom. He rang the bell,
Yeah.
and Dom ended up retaining. So, but
Exactly.
which I know I'm not the biggest fan of Dom, but you know why I'm glad he retained. But
Well,
we'll get
I mean,
to
I guess we could get into that. I mean, it kind of leads into John Cena.
that.
Right,
Yes, sir.
he leads in. So Dom retains the Intercontinental Championship, and so then John Cena announces he wasn't there for the live audience, but they did an announcement. And you can go ahead, you can finish it.
The last time is now tournament. It's gonna have 16 names from Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and even faces that don't work for the company.
Yeah, some outside faces. That's
Yeah.
an interesting little tidbit.
Interesting. And one thing I want to point out is Dominic was one of the people featured in the package for it. So that is very interesting, and especially because, like, given the history, we've seen Dom call him out on Instagram and Twitter, and you know me, I really want to see it if this happens at Survivor Series. Like,
Yeah.
if you thought me seeing Cena 117 was like a moment, imagine how I'm going to be if he wins the IC title at Survivor Series and I'm there.
That's gonna be an insane moment. Dang, dude. You've seen like him winning the number 17, the WWE Championship, and then witnessing the IC title, which would be amazing to watch. And I think
And
really does it, I think. The next program for the Intercontinental Championship, it all makes sense. It is for John Cena to challenge. Now, at the beginning of the year, I was telling you, heck no, he's never going to challenge for the Intercontinental title. That's so below him.
you
It's
even said he doesn't need it. Be
he doesn't
like, oh,
need
I
it.
know. Be like, I know, and I agree with you. I don't think he needs it, but I think they just want to be like, nah, I get there. He's accomplished everything in WWE, but one thing, and I think that's the story they want to tell. Be like, there's one thing he hasn't accomplished.
Exactly.
And that's winning the IC title. And I feel like that's the story they're gonna go with. Be like, oh, there's one thing he hasn't accomplished. And the question is gonna be like, can he do it? Can he finally win the Intercontinental Championship? Because people
Exactly.
thought, be like, even some people were saying, be like, nah, he's not winning 17. There's no way he's winning 17.
Yeah. Which, so he has John Cena is coming back November 10th
Yes, November 10th in Boston.
in
His hometown,
Boston.
by the way, his hometown.
So I believe that's where he set up the
Yep.
Intercontinental title match for Survivor Series.
I agree with you. Yep.
And then Madison Square Garden, you can have a tag team match, Cena and somebody else versus Dom and his partner, probably Finn
Maybe
Balor or JD.
Cena and Penta.
Cena and Penta would be good.
Because you
I
got history there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, Finn Balor would probably team up with Finn Balor, at the very least, JD McDonagh.
You mean Finn Balor would team with Dom, not Finn Balor would team with Finn Balor.
Sorry, exactly. Dom would team with Finn Balor.
you're good.
Yes.
No, you're good. No, especially too, because you have Finn and Dom, but there's tension boiling within the Judgment Day. So again, you got like three stories going on
Yeah,
there.
if now I'm gonna bring this back. I'm gonna bring this back to 4 years ago. 4 years ago, SummerSlam 2021.
Yes, I know where you're going. I
John
know.
Cena stole. He stole Finn Balor's Universal Championship match against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. That
He
should have
earned.
never, he should have never been, legally,
Finn
that should have
Balor
never
never
been done.
signed. Finn Balor never signed the contract. John Cena did.
It had Finn Balor's name on it. It was supposed, how do you just, that's like me going to like sign paperwork for a car and then you just
So
sneaking
then
in.
you could say the same thing about when Cody, you took Cena's hand to sign their contract.
Yeah, honestly, these things will never hold up in a court of law.
Exactly. And we're just messing around. We know, like, oh, contract signs. No, they're not. We know these matches are happening. The
Exactly.
contract signings are more just so they can have a segment.
Exactly.
We all know, like, yes, the match is happening. The
But Finn
contract.
Balor, yes, Finn Balor, he said he's going to deal with John Cena at some point. Look at Finn Balor. This is your final opportunity to deal with John Cena.
Hey, Finn Balor, you have an opportunity to be in this tournament.
Yes. If I'm Finn Balor, if I'm WWE, actually, I'd bring it up. I'd be like, 4 years ago, you did this, and now look what happened. All right? You've been on the back end of your career.
Yeah.
Finn Balor has not been the same. And you can attest to this. Finn Balor has not been the same since that moment.
No, he hasn't been the same since his injury when he
Well,
first won the championship.
he did challenge Roman Reigns afterwards, but that was they killed off the Fiend character. Not the Fiend,
The demon.
the demon. Yes.
Yes. So don't try to put this all on my goat. Don't try to put it all on him.
It's just John Cena stole. He stole
But
that
no,
opportunity.
I do agree with you that you have a story right there. So I
That's a very
100%
small
agree with
story.
you. Yes, I
Exactly.
100% agree with you. You have a story right there. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Like
Exactly.
100%
But at
agree with
least it
you.
should be paid off in a tag team match in Madison Square Garden.
And then with Cena pinning Finn Balor will be better.
Exactly. And then Cena pins Dom in San Diego.
Yes.
But I will say this. Don't, okay, you're asking for this match. You're asking for this match, and I think we're gonna get it. But where is Dom from?
San Diego.
And where are they? Where is Survivor Series being held?
San Diego.
But what stadium?
Petco Park.
Who wears all Padres gear? Dom does. If you notice, his hats are Padres.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, wait, what? But okay, I get it, I
Look
get
at
it.
man, you're in San Diego. You're in this guy's hometown. He's gonna get cheered. He's gonna get cheered.
He's gonna get cheered, but he's not gonna get cheered louder than the
Nah, I
GOAT.
know. They're gonna cheer him, but then when Cena comes out, that's gonna be even
Like,
louder.
look, like it's the same thing when he was feuding with Cody. Yes, people were booing Cody, be like, well, it's like it's not. I wouldn't necessarily say it's because the fans are turning on Cody. It's because the fans aren't booing Cena. They're not gonna boo Cena. They're just not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look, even when he was a heel, he was still getting some of the loudest pops on the roster, and he was a freaking heel. So it just goes to show, you'd be like, it doesn't matter who he's facing. He GOAT ain't getting booed. He's getting cheered.
The goat ain't getting booed.
Yeah.
But we can go back to the tournament now. Who do you think is in this tournament?
I dev well, the NXT is interesting because I feel like we could see guys. I feel like this is a chance where we could see guys like Trick Williams, Obafemi, Ricky Saints. I'm not saying they're gonna win, but I'm saying these are names that I think would benefit
Now,
from
yeah.
it.
Now, I think we're gonna definitely see some TNA names.
Nick Nemeth,
Nick Nemeth, Matt
Jeff Hardy,
Cardona.
maybe.
But yeah, Jeff Hardy would be amazing.
Yes.
I don't think has
Yeah,
John Cena faced Jeff Hardy 1-on-1?
I think they ha I think so.
That would be really cool, I think.
That it would be interesting because, again, back in like 2008, like end of 2008, 2009, Jeff Hardy was on pace with Cena in terms of merchandise and popularity, which
Now,
was like
I
for years and years, nobody was on Cena's
nobody could
level.
touch. So I think
Jeff
Jeff Hardy at
he
some
got,
point probably overtook him.
yeah, I, and then I and then that's when he had his drug issues
Yeah.
happen.
But oh man, back in the I'm not sure if they've ever had a 1-on-1 match. I can't think of
They've
any.
definitely had matches, but I'm not sure. I'm researching. Okay,
But
so
I
hold
think, dude,
on.
if
I'm doing research.
A Cena and Jeff Hardy match from back then would have been a banger.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like I know people were saying, "Oh, Cena can't wrestle." I think Jeff Hardy would have given Cena a freaking banger.
Yeah. Not saying Jeff Hardy is going to win the tournament, but
Well, no,
that's
it
interesting.
would be a very interesting
But
thing.
having Jeff Hardy just on a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown, I think that'd be really cool. And then, I look at a Matt Cardona type, because there's history there with Zack Ryder. Don't get Kane involved, or Eva Mar
Yeah.
Eva not Eva oh Eve Torres,
Keep Torres, yeah.
yeah, Matt Cardona, Dolph Ziggler, who else am I thinking that's in TNA right now? I can't
Elijah.
think. What's that?
Elijah.
Elijah? Oh, there you
Yeah,
go. They've had two WrestleMania moments together. Yeah.
and I don't know, a lot of people might not remember this. Elias did pin John Cena cleanly on a Monday Night Raw.
He did. He did. Exactly. Yeah. But all things are possible.
It says here that they had a singles match on Raw on June 2nd, 2008. It was a number one contenders match.
Oh, okay. Do not remember
That
that,
Cena
but
won.
yeah. But
But
anyway.
it's, according to this, that's the only one-on-one match they've had.
Oh, wow. But all things considered now, who do you think actually wins this?
You know who I don't want it to be, and you know who I want it to be, but I have to be realistic, and
Not going to be Edge.
it's not going to be Edge. I want it to be. I'm not the only one. I think everybody wants it to be Edge. I think even John Cena wants it to be Edge. I think even Edge wants it to be Edge, but sadly, I do think it's going to be Gunther. I don't think he needs it because the only reason I say he doesn't need it is because he's already kind of an established name. And I feel like it would be a good opportunity for it to be an up and comer. So again, it's not necessarily nothing against Gunther. It's just like I think Gunther's already established. He's a two-time world champion. He's the longest reigning Intercontinental champion of all time. So I'm seeing it in that perspective. I don't think he necessarily needs it.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's already, one of the top faces in WWE, but I think it's just going to propel his career even more. You could say, look.
And I want to go back to a point you've said before. He retired Goldberg. Be like, what if this is like all leaning towards Gunther being like the next legend killer?
Yeah, look, he could say, I retired Bill Goldberg
I
at the
mean,
beginning or at the
nobody
beginning of
cared.
the summer.
Nobody cared
Yeah.
about Goldberg, so.
And then he could say, I retired the GOAT. And so,
And
look
just
at
imagine in the future if he like retires like Randy Orton and like some of these other guys.
exactly. Yeah, the new legend killer. The new legend killer, buddy.
Again, I don't want it to be good just because I don't necessarily think he needs it. I mean, no doubt if it is good, no doubt they're gonna have a banger, like no doubt
Right.
about it, but
Right. I think though, I mean, Gunther, if it's not Gunther, man, I mean, who else do you have in this? I mean, it would have to be like a legendary guy then if it's not Gunther,
I mean, one name that there are two names. Well, there's one name that I think would be really interesting, and I think he's going to be in the tournament. Sheamus.
Sheamus is interesting.
Sheamus. I don't think it's going to be Sheamus, but I don't think fans would be mad if Sheamus was John Cena's last opponent.
Also, Rusev will be in this.
Especially considering this. What if John Cena's the Intercontinental Champion and he's defending the title, and Sheamus, he's never won the Intercontinental Championship?
Yeah.
Remember, Sheamus beat John Cena cleanly to win his first WWE championship.
That would be something. I just don't think that
I don't think
WWE.
it's gonna happen.
I don't
Yeah,
think
I
so.
don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think so.
Especially because they know, like, especially because they know, oh, that's like fairy tale, and they know we all want it. And they're gonna be like, nah, nah, nah.
Exactly. Nana. LA Knight would
But
be
again,
interesting.
yeah. But again, I don't think fans would be mad at it if it was Sheamus.
Exactly. I don't think so either.
Yeah. So, anyways, moving on because I know we don't have too much time left. Let's move on to the World Heavyweight Championship main event with main event Jey Uso versus the best in the world, CM Punk, in a match that I thought was kind of, I'm not gonna lie, I thought
Kind of
the match was
mid.
sloppy. It was
Yeah.
really sloppy and like I don't know if you know it's on the neck breaker. Punk got pissed. And like he kicked Jay and he redid and he did the neck breaker again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I did
he
notice
looked
it.
on his face, he looked legitimately pissed.
And Punk's a veteran in there. Even though Punk is a
Oh,
lot slower
he
than what he used to be, Punk is still at a main event level.
and
And
he and you know it, you know when Punk said he's gonna be like, dude, come on, you're a former world champion. Come on, you gotta do better than that. Come on.
exactly. Yeah.
So,
I
but
mean, for Jay.
I do think it's the right winner. I do think Punk putting the title on Punk was the right move. It's a smart move.
I really did think, even though I'm a big CM Punk fan, I thought they were going to go with Jey Uso because I thought they were going to have a shocking turn at the end where the Usos turn heel.
That's another thing too. I do like that it was Punk, but I was thinking that too. I was like, if they have Jay win, they already know it's gonna get a lot of backlash. One, because he's going up against CM Punk. It's like Cena. The fans aren't gonna boo CM Punk. They're not. They're just not.
Right. Exactly.
But it's also another one of those things. It's everyone's like, oh, Jay already had his time. Like, come on, give us something new. Like,
Exactly.
so no. So I do agree. Like, I do think it would have been interesting if Jay won. But it also makes you wonder. Be like, would they have pulled the trigger, or would they just be like, no, we'll keep him as a baby face. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
so
ultimately, I do.
I definitely thought Jimmy was going to get involved in some way. I thought Jimmy was going to get involved.
I thought so too. I'm kind of glad he didn't, but I mean, there's still a possibility for a Usos turn. They're just gonna have to be
Did
creative in how they do it.
you see what Jay posted on Instagram yesterday?
Yeah, I think the middle finger.
Y'all won or y'all win.
Y'all win.
Yeah. Y'all
Yeah.
win.
Yeah, exactly. So look, fans have been shitting on him online. You kind of have to lean into it now. Now, when we okay, we forgot to mention this. We went to Monday Night Raw in Anaheim. He went to Monday Night Raw, and that crowd was hyped for Jey Uso.
And I will say it, not just because I'm not gonna lie. Anaheim was probably one of the better crowds this year.
It was. It was. You know, compared.
They were making noise like the entire show.
Exactly.
Like,
Yeah.
I was surprised because they really come to Anaheim. Like in my head, I'm just like, I've been to Anaheim for shows. I was like, I do not remember them being like this loud before.
Right. Exactly. And look at, I was eating.
I was eating too. Like, I literally was recording on my phone. You could just see, you could literally see my phone was like spazzing
Exactly.
out.
Exactly.
And then Punk came out.
Yep.
It was just cool to be. It was just cool to be in the crowd. I think this is the first time that I was in the crowd where they actually like did run it back. Because I don't think it became a thing. And I think it was after WrestleMania,
Yeah, it
right?
was after. Yeah.
Yeah. When we went to WrestleMania, they only played once, so it was kind of cool. Like, it's like, oh, so this is what it feels like for them to run it back. So I thought that was really cool
Exactly.
to be a
Yeah.
part of it. So,
But look at Jey Uso, as popular as he is with the live crowd, he's bringing a lot of hate, and so you have to lean into it, I think, with WWE.
yes, sir.
Exactly. Where are you going? Where are you going? There you go. I
Sorry,
was gonna say it looks
turn on
very
my light.
dark in your
Yeah,
room.
sorry, I turned on my light. Yeah. Well, also, yeah, because daylight savings in, so it gets darker sooner now.
I have some cell phone light flashing. Take that away. If you take this away, look
Oh
at
yeah.
it.
Oh wait. Don't you have to? You're standing your phone up, huh?
I look at fireflies.
Fireflies. You got two phones?
Yeah. Work phone,
Oh,
personal phone.
that's right. Work phone and personal. That's right. That's right. I
Yeah.
forgot you have to
But
separate.
I use both for lighting for podcast
Yeah.
stuff.
I totally forgot that
I'm gonna
you
be
have
like
them.
John Cena right now.
But yeah, no, so, yeah, so no, but yeah, I agree with you. I think they do capitalize on this and, you know, have a J heel turn, and you know, like, yeah, it'll just be interesting to see like where they go with it, what the direction is now. Like, is Jay getting another shot, or is like, it makes you wonder, be like, is this it? Like, is this it for the Jay Uso push?
Exactly. Exactly. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, interesting developments in WWE right now. And well, honestly, the big thing for WWE, they just have to make the weekly television shows watchable enough where it's entertaining on a week-to-week basis. I think we've fallen into this trap where it's like, you know, SmackDown, you know, it gets into this trap where it's
November 10th and 17th will be very, very watchable.
very watchable. The GOAT's last appearances on Monday Night Raw. Exactly. And so we'll see. But anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. Of course, you had mentioned that December 13th is going to be probably the saddest day and the worst day of my entire life.
Oh my
So.
gosh, no, nonsense, nonsense,
It's
nonsense.
like it's like when no, you know the feeling of what happened with Kobe.
When he retired, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I cried like a little baby that day.
Yeah, exactly. So you understand what I'm gonna feel.
Exactly. It's your childhood hero. John Cena is Ryan's childhood hero, his mentor, his everything.
Yep.
Spiritual guide. Spirit animal, everything.
He is the goat for a reason.
Bad. Exactly.
It's
But all
like
right. But yeah.
the goat.
But yeah. That does it for today's podcast, Wrestling with Ryan. It was a good episode, Ryan. I appreciate
Yeah,
you.
of course. I appreciate you too. And next, so stay tuned. You know, we're being more active on socials. We're being more active on Twitter.
Exactly.
So we're definitely trying to stay active. We appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. You know, we wouldn't be where we at without you guys. So thank you for, you know, sticking with us.
Find us on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Podcast,
And
TikTok.
we will be at Survivor Series. So if you are there and you see us,
Exactly.
don't be
Yep.
afraid to say, or maybe, just maybe, we'll come and interview you.
Exactly. Until then.
Because Mike has a little mic.
Little Mike.
Little Mike.
Exactly.
Mike has a little Mike.
Yeah,
And just so that's not taken out of context.